Erie, Appalachia. Smiling Man, Indrid Cold, The Jersey Devil, The Legend of Mothman, and More by Mark Muncy and Carrie Schultz. Published by The History Press, Charleston, South Carolina. www.historypress.com. Copyright 2022 by Mark Muncy and Carrie Schultz. All rights reserved. Read by the authors. Notice, the information in this book is true and complete to the best of our knowledge. It is offered without guarantee on the part of the authors or the History Press. The authors and the History Press disclaim all liability in connection with the use of this book.
Acknowledgement. The creation of any book is usually not down to the author and the illustrator. We would be remiss in not thanking those who have helped create the book you now hold in your hands, or on your e-reader device, or are listening to. We'd like to thank the following people in no particular order. Jeff Wamsley from Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant for having an incredible collection to look through. Dave Spinks from Dave Spinks World of Weird for his assistance and guidance to local stories. Andrew Smith from the Flatwoods Monster Museum for such a keen insight into Braxy. Kyle Cadell of the International Paranormal Museum and Research Center for his kindness and generosity. Frank Fischino for his amazing research on the Flatwoods Monster. Shannon LeGros of Into the Fray Radio for all her support. Seth Breedlove from Small Town Monsters for inspiration and support. Ben Armstrong of Netherworld for running the best haunted attraction in the world. Nancy Alloy from Books at Park Place for helping us get all the research books, no matter how obscure. Chris and Monique Muncy for allowing us to use your wonderful home in the mountains of Kentucky for our base camp. Laura Kelleher for continued love and support. Kathy Schultz and Paul Schultz for helping us keep the van on the road. Dan Blastora for all his support as well. We'd also like to thank Elizabeth and Callie Muncy. We could not ask for better kids to put up with all our crazy. Some call it chaos, we call it family. We'd also have to thank our amazing team at Arcadia Publishing for being so generous with us. Joe Gartrell is a super editor and put up with all the fun global pandemic delays. Thanks to Ryan Finn and his master editing, without whom we would have forgotten a whole monster. Crystal Murray, thanks for all you do to keep our books in print. Johnny Foster and Katie Perry, our incredible team of publicists that help keep this on the road at events and speaking engagements. Lastly, we'd like to thank you for buying and enjoying our first book outside of Florida. We hope you enjoy the show. Introduction. Greetings, traveler. So you picked up this book and are thinking, isn't this the Erie, Florida guy? Yes, I am that guy. I spent 3 decades collecting and researching the myths, monsters, and legends from the dark side of the Sunshine State. If you'd like to investigate those, you can pick up our bestsellers, Erie, Florida, Freaky, Florida, and Creepy, Florida, all of which are available from the History Press. We would love if you got them all. Now, you're probably wondering, how does this Floridian think he has the gall to write about the Appalachian? Does he know anything about the monsters and legends up here? He's probably seen the Mothman prophecies, maybe even Legend of Boggy Creek, but can he know anything about this area? He's used to conquistadors, pirate ghosts, skunk apes, and Robert the Doll. What does he know about local lore, legends, and monsters of this area? In truth, I am a child of the Appalachians. I lived most of my early life in and around Ohio and Kanawha Valleys. I spent every weekend in the woods along Kentucky and West Virginia border. We went fishing and hunting near the Big Sandy River and what is now the Yatesville Lake State Park. I grew up on local folklore and ghost stories. Is it any wonder that I simply transferred that obsession to Florida when I moved there? So why come back to it now? Was I bored with Florida after 3 books? Not at all. We were investigating a story for a future Florida book when a name came up that led us back to the land I once called home. It was from there that we started to snowball into other cases and legends that were loosely tied in a timeline of events that spanned large portions of the Appalachian Mountains and lots right in the very heart of them. Now, before we get into the meat of things, here's a little history for you on the mountain range itself. We won't delve too much into the prehistoric, but I think a general overview of the area we're going to cover and how it got its name is in order. In 1528, one of our old Florida-based Spanish conquistadors named Panfilo de Navarez sent an expedition to the northern coast of what was then La Florida. Near what is now Tallahassee, they discovered a Native American settlement. They noted the name of this village as Appalachian. The Spanish began to refer to the village
Sample complete. Ready to continue?